I saw a movie once, a little fluffy romantic comedy type thing, but in it, there's a woman who is losing, her business is closing. And she says, people are always telling you that change is a good thing, but all they're really saying is that something you didn't want to happen at all has happened. It is true that we like to say we embrace change, but generally change comes only with reluctance for us, and sometimes it will only come to us if we are forced into it. In the gospel today, which I have to say is, I think, the weirdest story in the whole gospels, but there are some changes that go on in this gospel story, and they are unnerving to the people. They almost feel threatening. One change that seems like it should completely be a good thing is that this possessed man, his life changes dramatically when Jesus calls the demons out of him. This change, even though it was a healing, frightened the recipient. Here is this man. He's described as naked, chained, living among the tombs, and he says to Jesus, "I beg you, do not torment me." That sounds very strange to me. I wonder, can he be more tormented than he already is? But Jesus does torment him and all of us by asking us to leave our familiar demons behind and embrace a new way. He asks each human being to find his or her authentic self, and this torment comes from not meeting others' expectations anymore, but seeking to be our own person, to be whole, and to be holy. Jesus asks us to exit our complacency and see where God will take us if we are willing to change. But to be healed means that we first have admitted that all is not right. Change is painful. It is just easier to remain complacent with the disquiet within us than to invite the trauma that change will bring. Here is this man whose life is changing dramatically, and Jesus tries to identify the demons at work in him, and the man says that they are legion. It means that the demons he fought were overwhelmingly powerful, and they were many. Change is never easy, and because of these many demons, it's never simple. We have many conflicting forces within us and around us, and if it is an important change we're asked to make, it can be very painful. So very often we convince ourselves it is unnecessary to change. Like the man possessed, we beg Jesus to leave us alone. We do that by directing our energy outward and keeping busy enough that we do not consider where our own views and prejudices and insecurities need to be revisited or corrected. We beg Jesus to leave us alone by accomplishing so much outside that we never have to look inside. Now, this change described in the story is a healing. It benefits one man. But the people weren't so sure this was a good change. They had lost their familiar demon, and they would now be forced to deal with this man as a member of society, not as an animal or as a problem. I get the feeling that they preferred the devils that they knew to what they might face with him as a member of society. So was it a good change for everyone? Or is it something that you didn't want to happen that has happened? Here is this man who had lived for years ostracized by the community, living among the tombs, naked and frightening, and by the end of the story, he's a regular guy. He's sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and calm. But some found out what had happened, and they saw him there. And the next line says, and they were afraid. Shouldn't they have been less afraid at this point? The man was now calm. He was acting with civility. Shouldn't they be relieved not only that another person has been healed, but that he is now a safe and presentable part of the community? And yet, the people are afraid and they ask Jesus to leave. He says, don't torment me. And they basically say the same thing. Go away, this is making us nervous. Do we resist change in the same way and for the same reasons? Do we prefer our familiar problems to whatever might be out there if our circumstances change? Do we see our own lives as already so ordered that we are not in need of Jesus' healing? When this man is described, we can easily see the demons besetting him. But most of us fight change because we don't see them in ourselves. Everything is just fine. For most modern people, admitting the need to change is the first and often insurmountable hurdle. Why change if everything feels fine? For us too, though, the demons are legion. We have so many things pulling on us. Some very good things, but there are a lot of forces at work. Jobs and money and relationships and all of the details of making a living versus having a life. They are all pulling us away from the one healing which brings wholeness, which is the reliance on God. After all, why choose to change when everything feels fine? So we resist. We ask Jesus not to torment us. All we see is that something we didn't want to happen has happened. That's the way we end up changing most of the time. We all say that we want the demons to be gone, the obvious ones tormenting others, and the more subtle ones that cause unease in our own souls. We say that we want them gone. But do we realize that means something and someone will have to change? Are we willing to embrace real change, or will we only accept it when it's forced upon us? I fear that, like that movie character, change only comes when something you didn't want to happen has happened and you're forced into it. In the meantime, we cling to our familiar old demons, legion though they may be. Yes, I want to be whole, but I'm afraid of major change. So I beg you, Jesus, do not torment me. Amen.